Welcome to Inside Print Radio. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, coming to you live from PrintFest 2006 here in beautiful Long Beach, California. Right now, I have a special treat for everybody. We have Michael Cunningham. He's the clinical professor of entrepreneurship at San Diego State University. He just got done running a very cool and informative panel called Remain Competitive with What You Have. How you doing, Michael?
Very good. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, no problem. Now, tell me, you just got done running a very cool panel, and this is about trying to remain competitive with the services and the equipment you have. Give me a little overview of what you guys talked about and what your panel was.
Basically, what we did is we gave an overview of the environment right now, both the economy and the printing industry or graphic communication industry right now, which is a little bit anemic up until this point, maybe growing at 2-3% per year. It pretty much tracks GDP, and capital expenditures are hard to come by. So we came up with some strategies and some nuggets to give our audience about what they can do and what strategies they can use to remain competitive using what they have.
Now, give me a little background on Michael. You're a professor at San Diego State. You got a bunch of stuff going there. You guys just partnered with Cal Poly. Tell me sort of about what's going on with Michael and what you do and how this new program you're working on is.
Okay, well, a little bit about my background first. I'm a printer at heart. Basically, I was a print salesman back in 1981 when I got out of college, and I started Cunningham Graphics International after that, took it public in 1998, and sold it to Automatic Data Processing in 2000. During that period of time, I went back to NYU and got my master's in graphic management communications. After I sold the company, I also went back to NYU and got my PhD in graphic communications management and technology. So now I'm on the board there, and what we're doing is we're starting a program, collaborative program right now, where we take Cal Poly and RIT graduates, and as well as working individuals from the industry, and get them targeted to a master's degree in graphic communications at NYU. And basically, it's the best of breed degree that's out there, and we're really excited about this collaboration with Cal Poly.
How's that coming along?
Well, the program itself has been around for around 25 years. As a matter of fact, the keynote speaker of PrintFest, Joe Webb, Dr. Joe Webb, is a graduate of our program, and he got his PhD there around 20 years ago. But we're just starting the collaboration with Cal Poly. We kicked it off with an inaugural recruiting effort 2 days ago at Cal Poly, and we have a good interest, maybe 10 to 12 students. I can honestly say that I was so impressed with the Cal Poly students. I'm a research professor from industry at Cal Poly, and that's what gave me the idea. They're such bright students, so technically trained. East meets West, basically, is what we're coining this. And Dr. Levinson from Cal Poly is all on board, and Bonnie Blake, our acting director of our graphic communications program, is excited about the program also.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, all those great people that came out of RIT, you know, Joe Webb, Frank Romano, all these cats that are, I think Frank's even still teaching there and even at Cal Poly.
Yes, Frank actually agreed to teach with us an online course at New York University. He just finished his stunt as the, or stint, I should say, at Cal Poly as the research professor from industry also. These icons and Joe Webb, they're all icons in the industry, and we're really capitalizing on their experience and their teaching abilities. And basically, the message that we want to send out is that the graphic communication industry is alive and well and healthy and growing. Commercial print in and of itself is around an $80 billion market right now. It looks like we're ticking up around 5-6% growth off of those anemic levels of 2-3%. A lot of exciting areas. The boundaries are graying between digital and offset, and a lot of personalization, and it's just an exciting place to be right now.
So let's get back to your panel in PrintFest. PrintFest here is a brand new show, first year of it, run by the people that used to run the other huge print show here on the West Coast. What's your whole thoughts of PrintFest and how these guys are starting with a brand new program and competing with all these other print shows that are going on with the industry with the growth race the way it is?
I think it's very healthy and encouraging. You know, they say timing is everything, and there's much more to that. There's content, of course, but I think Chris Jacobson and his team here have picked a wonderful time. If you look at it, the last 4 years, we're really gained back everything we lost from pre-9/11, and we need industry events like this to really get to educate our community on what's the latest technologies out there and how we can do things better, smarter, and cheaper. And I think it's a welcome show.
What do you think about now with the thought that printers need to expand out of their market and actually become or call themselves communicators or doing more than just print? There's so many other things you can do now and offer your customers than just ink on paper. What's your thoughts on the way people are thinking the new print deal is? It's really not print anymore. It's a communication business. There's variable data. There's email marketing. There's all kinds of stuff that actually printers can do to help their clients and so forth.
I think that's an excellent point. Yes, it is the graphic communications industry. It's no longer the print industry. It was a funny confrontation that we just had on our panel when we had owner of a mailing house talking to the printer saying that she's getting into the printing business, the digital business, because there are enough printers that have gotten into her business and she's going after them with a vengeance. And I think you'll see that. The lines are graying. And and it doesn't start or stop at the printing press. The exciting thing is that the technologies and the industry is growing at a pace now that can support a lot more players in our industry. I think capacity is starting to get used up. So it's an exciting place to be, and we are graphic communicators. The important note I think we should also stress is a saying that I live by, and this is a professor from by Jeff Timmons, a professor at Babson University in Boston. And the saying is to minimize and control instead of maximize and own. And I think that's a lesson we can all learn from, because we can't be all things to all people, and we can't buy every piece of equipment out there. But we can develop strategic relationships and partnerships with vendors, with other printers, with other graphic communication providers to offer one-stop shopping in a very price-effective and strategic way.
Back to the panel. Give me a couple points where the chief takeaway that you guys came up with between yourself and your other panelists that was the hot tickets for a printer that actually wants to try to maximize. You know, they got this gear. They can't really afford to buy any more stuff. They're tapped out. As like you said, the growth rate's a little small right now, but it's picking up. What's a couple chief takeaways that are just like the hot ticket that they can go after to sort of help them out a bit?
Well, some of the interesting things that came up were old proven scenarios. For instance, marketing. Be a partner with your customers. Not only do the print marketing actually, you know, eat the food, if you will, so give them some good digital personalized printing, but also have that face-to-face communications with the clients. Training seminars, in-house training seminars, bring the clients into your shops was another big takeaway. Asset utilization, go second and third shifts. The profitability on second and third shifts are much greater than the first shift. So before you actually invest in new capital expenditures, try to utilize your second and third shifts. Product mix management, very important. Don't focus on a niche, be a focused differentiator, become an expert at a certain market that you're going after, but also brand out to two or three other special markets so that you have different turnaround requirements and different needs so that you can actually utilize your equipment in a much more efficient manner. Those were some key takeaways.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think a lot of people lose track of just traditional marketing, and they get so wrapped up in their business and trying to do this, they sort of lose track of just basic marketing techniques and just trying to get with their customer. And the whole thing with the seminar deal is great too, because they can actually help people. Okay, XYZ printer is going to have a little seminar today on Photoshop or Illustrator. They've got someone in-house that's doing proofing and all this stuff that can actually do a little training deal. Doesn't cost them any dough, really, but they can actually, you know, provide more of a value, you know, to your customer.
Yes, that's true. Also, a big thing was the utilization of the websites was key. Everyone needs a website these days, and you don't have to develop it yourself. There's some great companies out there that will develop websites for you, and there are great companies that will do email mass mailings for you. So they're using a lot more. The successful firms are using these technologies, which they don't own, that are out there as a product, and they're hunting, they're searching for the best prices they can, and they're getting great returns for that. So still use print marketing, still use your basically face-to-face marketing, but also use the electronic means and the website as a marketing tool, not only for information purposes, but for file transmissions and for metrics of your customers. How often are you on time with your customers? How often do your customers touch you? How often do you touch your customers? Very important to keep track of all of that.
Like you said, the web resources are pretty much free or very inexpensive, so you can use this to your advantage. Now, Michael, where do we find more information on Michael Cunningham? Where you're teaching, the gigs you're up to, maybe you're speaking somewhere next time, the deal with NYU and the deal with San Luis Obispo deal. How do we find out more information about Michael?
Okay, if you want to contact me, just go to the San Diego State University website under the faculty section, and or you can just call me at Michael Cunningham on the email, MCUNNING at mail.sdsu.edu. And I'll be glad to answer any all questions and also send out the slideshow that we used today to remain competitive in this very, very competitive market.
We're going to have Michael back here on the Inside Print Radio program coming up here so we can go a little more in depth in what he's up to and the deal with RIT and everything. Great. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Thanks, Michael. You're listening to the Inside Print Radio program live from PrintFest 2006. I'm your host, Scott. We'll be back later with more great information, interviews, tips, and tricks.